But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is someone who has maybe a little insight into what it's like to play for Rick Carlisle, the struggles that arise from personality conflicts within a basketball team. It is the legendary, longtime basketball player, Hoops Washington. Good morning, Hoops. How are you?
I'm doing all right this morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, we have you. Now, you played a long, long time ago, right?
That is true. That is correct. I played in the league back a long time ago. My first coach was a real mentor to me. Coach Naismith taught me the value of hard work, and he taught me to keep a little bird seed in my pocket at all times.
What for?
In case you get hungry, you scatter that bird seed out there. When them rock doves land on the concrete, you grab them with your hand, wring the neck, and eat them raw.
All right, so if you played that long ago, what do you know about Rick Carlisle?
Well, I tell you, Rick Carlisle is someone not to be messed with. Rondo would do well not to cross him.
Yeah?
I coached Carlisle when he was a kid.
Uh-huh.
In a community basketball league. He was about 12 years old or somewhere around there.
Uh-huh.
He hadn't got his pubes in yet, so I don't know how old he was.
Yeah.
But he would routinely throw me up against a wall and threaten my person with violence.
Wow.
And I was 60-some-odd years old. So.
And he was 12.
Yeah, I tell him to pull up his britches one time, and I come back to my farm after the game, and half my cattle were dead.
Wow.
All of them had Colombian neckties.
Oh.
And there was a note tacked to my door by Rick Carlisle. His 95 theses on why I was wrong for telling him.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was a long time ago. I don't know how that really relates to the Rajon Rondo story.
Well, several years later, I was given an interview to my little paper. They circulate around my group home, and they asked me about Carlisle, and I told her what I thought was a funny little story about how I'd tell him to tighten up his passes, and about 6 hours later, he blew up our group home. So,
oh, my God. He sounds like he had a real violent streak.
Yeah, luckily, we was all out on the getting out on a field trip or something. Mm-hmm. We weren't in there at the time, but you don't mess with him. And Rondo is not a good enough player to stand up to Carlisle. Hmm. Rondo's the type of player that I say is less of an Oswald and more of a Tom Brady.
How so?
He can't shoot, but he's a good passer.
Gosh.
Okay.
I've never heard him described that way before.
Well, I think that's what I used to say about him. My health has suffered a few setbacks recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't remember things
As
you used to.
No, it's not used to. It's... Well, I guess that's it. That's right. Plus, I have a chemical imbalance that makes my legs grow in different directions.
What?
At different rates. So I wake up sometimes and one of my legs has migrated to my back and it's 2 inches longer and it's flapping all around.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It's good you didn't have that during your playing days.
I know, that would have made me a wild, crazy legs on the court.
Yeah, it sure would have.
So you were a point guard too, I guess, huh? So you know something about...
I was a point guard / center for my team. Of course, I played for a little small school down south. It was a played three-man basketball.
Okay.
This is high school or college?
This is college.
Where?
At the University of Rural America.
You
fighting farmers, that's what we was called.
Three-man basketball.
Hold on a second. I got all distracted there. My grandson's trying to play me the Des Bryant video.
How does he have it?
Have a hard time.
What?
What's that now?
How does your grandson have the video?
I don't know. He just brought it up and said, "Pappy, watch this Des Bryant thing I got here.
Oh,
it's going to be making news here pretty soon." What's going on with Obama?
Well, we probably should let you go.
Yeah, Hoops, so we appreciate you checking in with us this morning. Maybe we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
I sure do appreciate it, and I'd love to meet you guys sometime. We got visiting on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, maybe we'll come see you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Jody.
Okay, how does he know that? There's Hoops Washington. I don't know if he really gave us any insight on the Carlisle-Rondo situation.